Come on, Juan, let's get out of here.
He said, and when I need help, he says, you're going to call on you anyway. He said, I'm not going to do all this work by myself. Jackie yelled back, okay, Pedro, when you need some help, we'll help you. He said, I probably need some tomorrow. Manuel was leaning up against the tree, sitting on an old stump, and when Jackie and Juan rushed over, he smiled. He said, Jackie, he said, you're kind of smart. He said, I heard everything, the way you talked to me and Miguel and the way you talked to Pedro and everything. He said, your brain's always working, aren't they? Jack said, did I do something wrong? He said, no, nothing wrong, but he said, Miguel kind of smart too. He said, he knew what you were doing. He said, but he got you what you wanted. So I say, you're smarter than he is. Jackie laughed. He said, well, it's not a matter of who's smarter than who. He said, I just the thing I wanted to do, there's nothing smart about it. He said, Juan shouldn't work there. See, that's correct, though. He says, Juan, you're going to have to get stronger. He says, I will, with your food. He said, I get big and fat, roly-poly. Jackie looked at him. He said, well, I'm not that fat. He says, you may have to be able to run. He says, one of these days when I... When you was, Jackie? Well, when I get out of here. Whoa, Jackie. He says, I feel very sorry for you, Jackie. You have in your mind, you have dreams of escaping. See? Yes, I do, Manuel. I can talk to you because I trust you. Oh, you trust me. He says, but you know, get out of here. He says, you never get out of here. He said, but you're smart, Jackie. He says, you work and you behave yourself. He said, that's better than being locked up in bread and water and beaten. He said, that's smart. Jackie looked at him. Emmanuel, did you ever dream of getting out of here? Oh, see. He said, but you see, muchacho, where would I go? Boy, he said, you escape. He said, you could, couldn't you? No. He said, even if I did, he said, where would I go? He says, everybody knows if they'd see me. He said that I was one of Jose El Capitan's men. He said, they would hang me. They would hang you? He said, you didn't kill anybody, did you? No, I said, I never kill anybody. Well, then why would they do that? Well, you see, when I was younger, see, I used to go with Jose. We robbed banks, stagecoach. He said, but I never killed anybody. Juan sat there with tears in his eyes. He'd kill my father. He'd take my cattle and everything. And he says, someday I'm going to... Jack says, Juan, I don't care what you say, Jackie. Someday I'm going to kill him. So Jackie says, Juan, I told you not. And he looked at Juan. He was a pathetic looking boy, big brown eyes, skinny, tattered clothes. Juan, you promised me. Juan looked up. I break my promise, Jackie, and that's bad. You, my friend, and I broke a promise, but I couldn't help it, Jackie, I couldn't. He said, I can't help you if you keep yelling like that. Manuel, who was plucking on the guitar, muchacho, he said, you better watch it too. Jackie is right, you know. He said, you behave yourself. He said, you get shot. He said, I see many people up against the wall get shot. Juan apologized again. He said, all right, forget it, forget it. Manuel looked over the boys again and looked at their tattered clothes. Even Jackie's were looking shabby and ripped in the back. He said, you come with me. He said, come on, we go over to the storehouse. They went over to the storehouse, and it was a great big long building made out of logs. He opened the door and walked inside, and there was all kinds of boxes and trunks and stuff that Jose had robbed from different people. He says, over here. And to the far north end of the building, there were all kinds of clothes. Some were hanging up, some were piled on the floor. He said, you boys look through here. Get some shoes, get a shirt, get you a sombrero. He says, you both look terrible. Jackie says, you know, I never even thought of clothes. He said, my shirt's ripped. He says, from Pedro. And he looked at Juan. He says, Juan, you look a sight. Juan looked at his tattered clothes. He said, I think they're ready to fall off. And pretty soon the two of them began to laugh at each other. He said, I guess we're a couple of rag dolls. Manuel looked at him. He says, well, you could say that again. He says, here. Hey, he says, Shacky, look. He said, these jeans, they about fit you. You try them on. He says, Juan, here's another pair for you. Finally, the boys got all fixed up with halfway decent clothes and shoes and sombreros. Jackie had a big sombrero. They walked back to the cook shack with Manuel, and Manuel sang them songs. They loved to listen to his Mexican songs, even though they didn't understand them, but the tunes were pretty. And finally, the boys went up in the hayloft where they slept, because that was the best place they could find. The next day, bright and early, they came back down. Pedro was waiting. Well, muchachos, you come back to me. You come crawling. He said, like two whipped puppies, huh? He says, Jackie, you so smart. He says, you come back, huh? He says, you think you work for Miguel or maybe Manuel or maybe even Jose, huh? No, I just don't want you to beat Juan. That's the reason I came back. And I'll do his work. You still work for me. You do the work or you get the whip. He says, we'll do the work, but we don't want the whip. Juan looked at Jackie. You go, Jackie. Go work for Manuel. I can work. No, I'm not. He says, you can't work. He says, you can work a little, but I'm going to help you. He said, if he's going to beat us, he says, he's going to beat us both. He said, and I have a good notion that I'm not going to take a beating from him anymore. What you boys talk about? Nothing. He said, we're going to get to work now. He says, you get to work fast. They worked all morning. That afternoon, Manuel always had something special, either a chocolate pudding set aside. And he made quite certain that none of the others saw it, because he knew what would happen if everybody saw a chocolate pudding. So he kind of waited, and the boys kind of waited until everybody more or less left the tables, and then they would sit down, and he would kind of sneak in an extra piece of pie or something for the boys. He loved to see Juan's brown eyes light up like two light bulbs every time he would put in front of him a chocolate pudding or something special. And for the first time, Juan would smile every so often. And that was the first time Jackie had ever seen him smile about anything. Jackie remarked, Juan, he says, the only thing I see you smile about is food. He says, you must like food. He looked up with chocolate all over his face. See, I like chocolate pudding. Don't you? He says, sure. He says, sure. He says, but there are other things in life besides food. Like what? He says, like, I guess in here, that's just about it, isn't it? See. He says, yeah, but I'm not going to be here the rest of my life. He says, there you go again, muchacho. He says, you smart Americano, always telling me how you're going to get out. He said, if you know, you tell me then. Jack said, I don't know. He said, see, you're not so smart after all. I don't know either. Jackie looked at him. Juan, you're going to have to do what I say, though. He said, I don't know whether I'll get out of here or not, but I'm going to sure try. But I'm not going to be foolish about it. I'm not going to spit in anybody's face or yell at them that I'm going to kill them. He said, because right now they can kill me faster than I can kill them. He said, you're right, Jackie. He said, you're always right. He says, I'm just stupid. He said, I'm just stupid. Oh, no, you're not. He said, but you're impatient. What does that mean, Jackie? That means you can't wait. Sometimes you have to just suffer a little bit longer. By that time, Pedro is, hey, muchachos, you going to stay there all day or you going to come work? We're coming. Manuel grabbed Jackie by the shoulder. He said, Jackie, he said, why don't you stay work for me? He said, you don't have to go over there and listen to him. He said, but I can't leave Juan. He says, you're right, Jackie. He said, if we had more people like you, Jackie, he said, this wouldn't be such a bad world. He said, I'm just doing what I think is right. He said, come on, Juan, we've got work to do. Things went on this way for a number of days. And finally word got around that Jose El Capitan was going to go on a business trip, which meant robbing a bank or a stagecoach or something. He says, hey, Jackie. He says, you want to help me get the buckboard ready? He says, Jose going to leave on a trip tomorrow. He says, what's he going to do? He didn't tell me. He says, but we have to grease the wheels on the wagon. Everything have to be just right. He says, well, I'll help. He says, Juan, you clean out the rest of the barn. He said, come on, I'll show you. They went in another stable and pulled out a buckboard. It had a canvas over the back. Jackie looked underneath. He says, now, he says, I raise up the wagon. He says, put this log under it. He says, then you take the nut off the wheel, pull it out, put grease on the axle and push it back and tighten it up. He says, everything has to be just right when Jose go on a business trip. So one by one, they would lift up the wagon and set it up on a log, take the wheel halfway off, put grease, got a stick and stuck it in the grease bucket and put it on the axle, tighten it up and spun the wheels, and they did coast. Jack says, say, that makes a difference, doesn't it? Ha-ha, he says, Jose, no dummy. He says, everything have to be just right. But while Jackie was doing all that, his mind wasn't worrying about Jose. He looked under the canvas. He looked under the buckboard. He studied it very carefully. And all of a sudden, Pedro saw him. Hey, muchacho, says, I know what you're thinking. Says, you're not the first one. He says, many been shot. He said, you think maybe you hide under the canvas or under the wagon or something like that, huh? No, I'm just thinking. He says, well, forget it. It doesn't work. He says, when they go through the pass, he says, Jose, tell the guards, how many men go? Then they throw the canvas back and they inspect the wagon. He says, so muchacho, forget it. Jackie had to admit to himself that's what he was thinking about. Thinking that maybe he could hide under the canvas or somehow get by. But now that the guards knew exactly how many men were going, he knew that they'd even count them, and their orders were to shoot the first one that tried to escape. How many men are going, Pedro, do you know? And he says, well, this time 8, including Jose. So what they gonna do? Oh, 8, he said, that probably means they're gonna rob a stagecoach. He said, they won't take too long, not too much trouble. He says, who's going, do you ever go? Me, no, he says, had Jose, he said, he says, someday I'll go with him, though. He'd pick out his best men, his 8 best men. Oh, you're not one of his best men, Pedro? I thought that you'd be one of his best. Well, Pedro, pretty good, but Jose not think so yet. He says, but I'm working up to it. He says, someday Jose come out and say, Pedro, he says, you come out with us this time. He says, Pedro will be real proud to serve with Jose. He said, yeah, I bet you would. He said, I bet you'd be good at it. Oh, you think so, muchacho? Sure, he says, you'd be great. He says, you'd have to have a gun, though, wouldn't you? Oh, Jose, give us guns. He said, when everybody goes out, they all get guns. He said, don't you have a gun? Oh, see, he said, but I know where it in here. Nobody wears guns in here, except Jose, of course. Jackie wondered what Jose looked like. Pedro, what does Jose look like? I've never seen him. He said, I've fixed food for him. Oh, Jose, he big man. Big sombrero. He says, 2 guns, wide belt, notches in the pearl handles. He said, big sombrero. He said, you know him when you see him. He says, yeah, I suppose I would. He said, I fixed his food several times. And just about that time, hey, Jackie, what are you doing? Pedro turned around and smiled and showed his white teeth from ear to ear. Ah, Miguel, hello. Hi, Pedro. Hey, Jackie. He said, I got problems. Well, I'm sorry, Miguel. Can I help you? Oh, you're the only one that can help me. Me? He says, see. He said, well, what is it? He says, come here. And he took him by the arm. Pedro tried to stretch his ear as far as he could so he could hear. He says, over here. He says, Jackie, he says, I don't know how to tell you this, but he says, Jose getting after me. I said, what for? Nah, he said, that food you fix for him. He said, he likes it. He said, when you don't fix it, he said, he starts throwing things. He said, he took a cup of coffee and threw it at me. If I hadn't ducked, he'd hit me with it. Well, what do you want me to do about it? He says, Jackie, look, he says, I don't know what you do, but every time you fix it, he's happy, he likes it. And he doesn't know you do this, Jackie, but he's blaming Manuel. He said, someday Manuel fix food fit for hogs. Next day, it's pretty good. He said, and that I found out is the day you fix it. Well, he said, I'm sorry, but what do you want me to do? He said, muchacho, look, as a favor, huh? Well, sure, Miguel, what do you want? He says, when you fix the basket, he says, tell Manuel you'd like to finish it up at least, fix it up nice, huh? He said, what was that you put in the other day? Oh, the noodles? Ah, yeah. Oh, you should see Jose. He said he practically swim in it. Well, that I learned from my mother a long time ago. I was just a little kid when she showed me how to do that. Ah, that's good, Jackie. He says, you fix a lot of that for Jose, huh? Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, Miguel, you're a nice friend with everything, and he said, you want me to do a favor, huh? He says, see, I'm asking you. Well, you see, Miguel, I have a favor, too.
Oh, muchacho, you just ask.
He said, what do you want? He said, well, I want Juan to work with me with Manuel, and then maybe I could fix up the basket pretty good.
Juan,
he says, I think Jose tell me the other day, I think he shoot him. Well, I'm sorry, Miguel. I don't think I'll be working on the baskets, but I've got work to do. Hey, muchacho, come back here.
Now, Jackie.
Oh, Miguel need a favor. Jackie looked at him, and Jackie need a favor. Well, all right. I'll see what I can do. He said, I talk to Jose. I tell him that Juan doing a good job, and maybe he should work for Manuel instead of Pedro. He says, you know, every time you fix that food, maybe when he in good mood, I could ask him. He said, every time I mention Juan, all he can say, ah, we shoot him. No matter what I say, he always say, ah, we shoot him. Jackie says, I'll tell you, when Juan comes to work for me and Manuel, he said, I'll fix the basket. Miguel listened, and finally he groaned,
Hey, muchacho, you drive a hard bargain.
He says, well, a bargain's a bargain. Is it a deal?
He said, I do my best.
He says, well, when you find out, let me know. Jackie went about his business getting the buckboard ready. Finally, he yelled, Miguel! Ah, you changed your mind, huh? No.
Ah.
He said, you see, I have never seen Jose. When are you going to leave? He said, you going to go with him?
Oh, I always go with him.
When is he going to leave in the morning?
Oh, maybe 6 o'clock before sunrise.
I would like to see him. I never see him. He said, all I see is his old broken down house over there. I mean his house.
Hey, muchacho, do you be careful with your mouths. He said, Jose, hear you say that. He said, maybe it's true. He said, I think it's broken down too, but don't let you hear him say that.
He said, I'm sorry. His house.
He said, you come around. He says, maybe I introduce you, huh?
Jack says, yeah, I'd like to see what he looks like. So Miguel left. Jackie finished up with the buckboard and went back inside to help Juan. Juan was getting weak again, and he could barely make out. He was lifting the shovel and cleaning out the stables. He said, Jackie, I'm so tired. I don't know whether I can work. He said, you sit down. I'm going to do it. No, muchacho. He said, Pedro, come in here. And he said, he used the whip again. He said, I can't have you being whipped for me. Juan, I'm going to whip you if you don't get quiet. He said, now sit down. He said, I've been talking to Miguel. He said, I think they're going to get us both out of here. Juan looked up. He said, you think maybe I go work for Manuel too? He says, well, I'm not going to go work until he tells us we can both go work. And he says, in the meantime, he says, guess what? He says, tomorrow morning when Jose
goes on his business trip. He says, some business trip. He go out and rob and shoot. That's what he does. Said, well, all right. When he goes out tomorrow, he's going to come here. And he said, maybe I'll be introduced. Juan looked angrily at Jackie. Jackie, he says, you want to meet him? He said, he's a pig. Now, Juan, cut it out. He says, stop it. I don't care, Jackie. You my friend. I don't care whether you my friend or not. He said, anybody wants to meet Jose El Capitan. He said, like a big hero. He said, I. Jackie put his hand over his mouth. He says, Juan, he says, now you promised. You promised. He let go. I promise. It'd make me very angry, Jackie. He said, I don't even want to be here because if I'm around, I know. Jackie looked up and in the doorway he saw Pedro. He said, that's all you boys have to do, huh? Sit and talk and play games, huh? He said, that's why we're here. He said, to play. Eat food, good food, and play, huh? Jackie says, no. He says, I'm getting it done. Juan, I'm getting busy too. He got up and got the shovel and Jackie began to help him and the two of them began to work. And the next time Jackie looked up, he saw Juan's eyes roll back and he fell to the ground. Jackie rushed over. He says, Juan. He picked him up. Juan slowly opened his eyes. He says, I guess I must have fainted a little bit. Pedro turned around. Muchachos. He said, playing again? He reached up for the whip. He says, all right. Jackie turned around. He says, you're not going to hit Juan. You're not going to hit him at all. He says, you're going to have to hit me first. With pleasure, muchacho, with pleasure. He took the whip and lashed it across Jackie's back. He says, now step aside. Jackie says, no. He lashed it again, and this time Jackie grabbed it out of his hand. Oh, muchacho, that's the way you like to play, huh? He says, now give me that whip. Jackie says, no, you're not going to whip me. You're not going to whip. He said, "Where? You're going to do what? Finally, Jackie looked over the shoulder of Pedro, and in the other doorway stood Miguel. He says, hello, Miguel. Yeah, you fool me, huh? You think just because Miguel saved you once that he's around. I saw him go to the house. Miguel not around. He said, you're pretty smart, but not smart enough for Pedro. He said, now give me the whip. He grabbed it out of Jackie's hand. He says, now, this time. He says, we're going to really teach you a lesson. He took the whip and lashed it across Jackie's back. He brought it all the way back, and as he started to do it again, it was hooked somewhere. And as he looked back, he saw Miguel holding on the end of it. Miguel! He says, good evening. He says, how are you, Miguel? He says, nice to see you come around again. Miguel pushed him aside, reached down. He says, Jackie, get up. He picked Juan up. Juan says, you shouldn't do it, Jackie. He says, not for me. He said, I'm not worth it. Jackie says, well, as long as I'm here, he says, Pedro's not going to whip Juan. He's going to have to whip me, too. Oh, I was just playing with the boys, Miguel. You know how they are. He said they weren't doing their work, and so I just jokingly. You joke a lot, Pedro, huh? See, he said, no, everybody likes good joke. He said, I have a few jokes too, Pedro. He said, I should show you one. Hand me your whip. Oh, you like whips too. Oh, yes, I'm very good with the whip, Pedro. He looked over towards Pedro. Pedro backed up. Miguel, he said, I'm just joking, just playing. Well, Pedro, he said, all I'm going to do is play. He took the whip and slashed a couple buttons off his shirt. Pedro jumped back and hit his head against the side of the stables. Miguel, please, no. He says, turn around. He says, turn around. Miguel. He turned around and he lashed him once, twice across the back and ripped his shirt into four pieces. He says, now, Pedro. He said, Don't you ever lay a whip on anybody. You understand? See, I understand, Miguel. No, never, Miguel, never. He took the whip, stuck his knee out and broke it in two pieces and threw it in his face. He said, there's your whip, Pedro. He said, I'm sorry, Miguel. He went over to Jackie. He said, Jackie, he said, you take Juan and you take him over to Manuel. He says, you don't come back here to work. He says, Pedro, he says, you make sure this table is clean. Tomorrow I shall check. He said, the boys are no longer working for you. They're working for Manuel. Oh, see, Miguel, see, that's fine. He said, I have it cleaned up for you. Sure, see. Jackie went over to Manuel. Manuel had just come out of the cook shack. He looked at the shirt that he had given him. He says, Jackie. Miguel looked at him. He said, we had a little accident. Manuel, you take care of him, huh? He says, see, Miguel. Miguel left. He said, Jackie, now what? He says, Manuel, I just couldn't stand there. He wanted to beat Juan, and I just couldn't let him. Oh, he said, your heart's bigger than your head. He says, sometimes you're going to get in trouble like this. Juan looked up with tears in his eyes. Jackie, he says, nobody would ever do that for me. Nobody. Well, maybe my mother. My father, if they were alive. Or maybe my grandmother that I lived with before I was caught and brought here. Jackie says, you didn't talk about your grandmother. Oh, see, she lived in town in a small village. See, I stayed with her sometime when my father and mother were gone. He says, well, Manuel looked at him. He says, I'll have to fix you up a little bit. And he said, we're going to have to get you a new shirt. So he patched him up, and they went over to the storehouse and got a new shirt. And finally, when they got back, Jackie says, Manuel, he said, I forgot to tell you the good news. Oh, good news. He said, I already see the good news. He said, no, it's not that. He says, you see, everything bad has something good about it. What you talk about? He said, just what I mean. He said, something, now, you say this whipping was bad. Oh, I say it's very bad. He said, if it were on my back, it would be very, very bad. He said, well, that's what I mean. It was bad, but you see, something good came out of it. I don't understand, Jackie. He says, what came out of it? Nothing but blood. You call that good? He says, no. You see, Miguel came, and then he said, when he saw that, he said that we are not to work for Pedro anymore, that we are supposed to work for you. Manuel's big smile broke out from ear to ear, showing his white teeth. Ah, muchachos! He said, you're not fooling. He said, no, that's true. He said so. He said he's going to talk to Jose. Ah, this, he said, we celebrate. He said, come on, we celebrate. He said, Juan, what you like? Juan smiled from ear to ear, showing his pearly white teeth. He says, you know what I like. Ah, let me guess. That would be very hard to guess. Jackie laughed. He says, it wouldn't be very hard for me. Oh, for me, Manuel, have a hard time thinking. Let me guess. He said, I...